maybe that's what you're talking about, though. It's just square, and you just roll along, had little brushes, two brushes out the bottom of it. But now, we had the regular, well, the vacuum cleaner, too. It had a big old bag on it.
You were uptown, weren't you?
I don't know, but I remember it.
What did your mother do on Mondays and Tuesdays? Any special chores?
Well, I remember usually Monday was wash day. Mm-hmm. And probably Tuesday, I think, was when she usually tried iron.
When she washed, what did she carry her clothes out to the clothesline in?
I believe it was a basket, as I can remember.
And, to get back about your house, what did you say you called this thing out in front that was over the front door?
The porch.
Uh-huh.
Front porch.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of, what did you have on the outside of your house? What covered it? Shingles, or?
No, it was regular, what they, we called drop siding then.
Mm-hmm. These were horizontal boards? Have you ever heard these called weatherboards?
In later years I have, but back then I didn't. I didn't hear them call that. It was always siding.
To change the subject a minute, if the door were open like that and you didn't want it that way, and I was going out, what would you tell me to do or ask me to do?
If you were going out the door and I didn't want it that way,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably tell you to close the door.
Mm-hmm. Now over in the southwestern part of the state, you might say, pull the door too. And let's see, parts of the house now, the uppermost part of the house on the outside is the
roof.
And then at the edge of that, you may have those metal things or wooden things to take away the water.
Gutters.
Uh-huh. I was asking a man in Bailey, a town that's now defunct, about these. And of course, I can't say, do you call those eavesdrops or gutters? Because he might call them something else. I might not get it. And I asked him if they had those in the early days, and he said, yes, they did. We got talking. Later we came to, said they ran their water into the cistern. And we got to diseases. I asked what diseases had been common around there when he was a boy. He said, oh, typhoid. We had the darndest time with that, but eventually we learned what to do with it. And come to find out, all this time they'd been drinking water from a cistern. No green stuff.
Now, you remember that cistern you had?
Well, we used to do that before they had a water system in Tallahassee. And we had a great big tank.
Yeah, but you had a filter in that tank.
Well, somewhere. My dad fixed some kind of rocks and all this stuff.
Charcoal.
For it to run through before it would go in the tank.
Well, I think that the cistern, his house was located on a hill, and the cistern was right beside the house. And there was that building up in back of the house, but that was up the hill.
Yes, sir.
And all the drainage came right down past the cistern. And I'd been drinking water from his cistern and things like this, and I began to feel a little greedy.
Well, this wasn't under the ground. It just actually caught what came off of the roof of the house.
Uh-huh.
But you had a way to let the rain wash the roof off first, so you had to cut it off.
And you clipped the little...
Yeah.
Now what, do you call that tank a cistern or a tank?
Well, I don't know.
Would a cistern be underground? See, you gotta be careful. You can't give away the term.
I guess it would be a tank.
Well, that's what I would call it, but I remember your dad always talking about the cisterns.